Hey everybody, it's Joe Trippi and welcome back to That Trippi Show. This week, really excited to welcome a special guest who harkens back to the Dean days and who's helping launch something we're really excited about. Megan Mattson, who's been involved as everything from a super volunteer, strategist, and done a lot of work, particularly in tech, on helping different grassroots campaigns around the country. She joins us today. Megan's currently on the board at the Lincoln Project, helped in Georgia, and helped the Beto 2018 campaign, and has been helping Alex and I launch the Hub for the Pro-Democracy Coalition. We'll get into that in a second, but Megan, welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much. Huge treat, hearkening back to, you know, first days with the Dean effort you led.
So Alex, where do you want to start?
Yeah. Before we get into the grassroots hub, the union stuff, wanted to briefly touch on, because I don't think we can avoid it, talking about what's been going on this week in the news. Obviously, the big story, the Senate voted down the voting rights bill that the House had passed. No surprise there, really. But Joe, what's next for Democrats?
Well, look, I think, you know, the president did a 2-hour press conference. But I think, you know, the thing that stood out to me was the question that he asked, to quote him, "One thing I haven't been able to do so far is get my Republican friends to get in the game at making things better in this country. What are they for?" he asked. "Name one thing they are for." And I think that gets to, you know, the fight that we're really in, because they're not for, they're pretty anti-democratic right now. You know, the authoritarian Trump wing runs the party. It's actually the Trump party. And I think that, you know, people ask, well, what's next? What should we do? It just points to the fact we can't wait anymore. You can't wait for Garland, can't wait for the Southern District of New York, can't wait for the filibuster to be reformed. We can put pressure on and do those things, but this has really got to come from the people. And I think that's sort of why we're starting this hub called the Union, to get people a place where they can be empowered, engaged to make a difference in the 2022 midterms and also into the 2024 presidential election.
I think that can't wait is really at the core of the union and at the core of every grassroots explosion of activity that's ever been, is you can't wait for someone to serve up. This is exactly what you need to do. You need to just get started and believe in where you're going. And as you always say, Joe, grab a friend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's one of the things. I think one of the most powerful things that that was ever said in the Dean campaign was the power to change this country rests in your hands, not mine. And it empowered people to understand that it's not... Don't wait for a leader. Start to grow a movement that can protect our democracy. And the power to do that isn't really in Joe Biden's hands, even though he's the president. It's not in any one senator's hands. It's in the hands of the American people. It's in our hands, and we have to rise up to make a difference. One of the things, just sort of getting ready for this podcast, one of my favorite quotes from Lincoln, and I just want to read it to people: "When the people rise in masses on behalf of the Union and the liberties of their country, truly may it be said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against them." And Abraham Lincoln said that on February 11th, 1861. We're not quite to the anniversary of February 11th yet, but I think that's the critical thing. We have to rise up to take this threat on, and you have the power to do it. It's not in the power, it's not in the hands of anybody but us. And if we understand that and build, use a lot of the tools that once, they're a lot more powerful than they were in the Dean campaign that are out there now. We all use them every day, but to get people to rally to that cause.
If I can, it's, the tools have come such a long way. But in my experience, just between 2018, well, from the Dean days to 2018 to 2020, people themselves have come such a long way. There's been so much grassroots training and a real understanding that once you get started, you can train the next person next to you, and so on and so on. And so if I may, when on the Beto Senate campaign, which had a great distributed organizing arm that was, we were reaching out all over the country, bringing people in, but also organizing phone banks all over the country to reach voters. The training threshold in that effort was intense. We spent a lot of the time training people up. When we were reaching out during the New Georgia Project, people had picky opinions about which calling tool we had and which way, because they'd been trained up, and it was a really different experience just on the people side.
Well, that's why we're launching the union. I mean, it's to get people to join together. Look, this is about not waiting around. It's also not about any differences we may have had in the past. I mean, one of the reasons I joined the Lincoln Project was, you know, Stuart Stevens and I had some hellish fights, political fights for Senate seats and governor's races and things along the way. I used to pray that I wouldn't be in a race against him again. But I never really imagined that I'd be on the same team, you know, fighting and forgetting about those past differences. And I think that's what the union is really about. It's why I joined the Lincoln Project. Democrats, Republicans, former Republicans, independents, we all have got to come together, put any differences in the past behind us and agree that there's one thing that we can all join together and fight for, and that's to preserve the union, our republic, and our democracy. And it's certainly under threat. And if there was ever a time where we needed a movement where people could come, join, tell us what skills and interests they have, where they would be more able to help in that fight, and then be able to put those people in touch locally on the ground, whether it's for voter registration or get out the vote or organizing, helping organize for a campaign, on top of several other things. I mean, like, look, the outrage machine that the Republicans have built, or that the rights built, it took, you know, billions of dollars, billionaires funding it, the Fox, Breitbart, OAN, Newsmax, the entire outrage machine out there. It drives things by creating a new outrage every day. And there's really nothing out there to fight against it. One of the other things in the union will be to create a comms corps where people can sign up and help be, you know, push out messages proactively that are pro-democracy, that pull people together, and at the same time take on the disinformation and the outrage machine every time they launch one that needs a response from people on the ground. Because the most powerful thing in the Dean campaign was realizing that, it's been the you know, grows every year, is that, you know, people are much more likely to listen to arguments from their friends, their coworkers, and their neighbors than they are, you know, political committees and things like that. So one of the things is to create that comms core where individuals are spreading the messages or countering the messages every day between now and November 2022, and carry that and keep building that comms core to millions, hopefully, as we get there and then into 2022 and 2024.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned, obviously, the outrage machine and the rage farming and just this harvesting of our attention to what is not working. And I think this idea of the union and our voices really focusing on the examples around the country of people who are already on the move and already having organizing victories. So that, you know, just this conversation I was having yesterday with Moms Demand Action organizers in California, it's so inspiring how connected and mobilized they've remained all through COVID. And just hearing that gives you a completely different feeling than the latest Twitter fight.
The biggest threat to our democracy is people giving up. Authoritarians, they count on exhausting people, just exhausting everyone. And one by one, people start to give up instead of realizing the power of you're not alone. You're not the only one who wants to fight to save our democracy and preserve our republic and our, you know, and our country and our union. And so that's part of what the union's about, is if everybody out there, with all the just doom and gloom coverage out there all the time, plus the outrage machine, it's all of us not giving up, coming together, taking real action, fighting the communication out there, the disinfo, and organizing from the ground up, you know. And that was a key component to organizing in the Dean campaign. One of the things that that we truly believed is if you give people the ability to come together, new leaders spring up. It's very transformational. I mean, people in a community, somebody will rise up in the organization, in the union, locally, and apply those tools and start leading in their community. People who didn't realize last week that they were going to be, to actually be a leader in this movement. And that's so cool. I mean, and today to see people in the Dean campaign and where they've ended up and where they're leading and the tools they've built in others, there have been plenty of other campaigns have built on it. But that's what I think we need to try to do again.
Can I mention, I remember the People Powered Howard and right. The sort of radically open threshold to distributed organizing that entire campaign represented. And then heading into 2004, we made Howard Powered People because it transformed so many people into recognizing their leadership and grabbing the reins for themselves.
Well, it's interesting you both say that, and I'm not going to out him on this podcast, but one of those volunteers has already stepped forward in a big way to kind of help get this over the line. So you see this in action, even with getting things out. As people listen to this, it's going to be a Friday or over the weekend. It'll be out. If you want to learn more, I'm going to put the first plug in. Joe, I'm sure you'll repeat it, but it's jointheunion.us. If you want to get involved, most of the people listening have heard us talking about this for months, so are pretty excited to get in and help, but wanted to make that first plug. I did want to ask you both, what are the realistic goals of what we're trying to do here? What would you, in like two sentences, say are the goals of the union?
It's that Lincoln quote, the masses, you know, put a place where the masses can come together, rise up to protect their union. And if you think that we face the gates of hell as a threat to our democracy, we're strong enough. There are enough of us that we will prevail. And so it's to get hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans around the country who are not going to wait anymore, who are actually willing to take action, to start organizing, to start taking on the disinformation and the outrage machine in their different, you know, up to their different abilities or interests. And if you go through and you go to jointheunion.us, you'll see ways for you to tell us what you think you can do, what you're willing to do, and what interests you have and where you're at. And that's going to be really important as these campaigns get off the ground, as we have opposition candidates who are trying to win to further the authoritarian threat, take them on and organize for the candidates, the pro-democracy candidates that are out there. And like I said, it's there's a lot of people producing some great content. The Lincoln Project does it. Others do as well. It's to become a lot more organized about pushing that content out when, you know, the threats, you know, when there's something out there that we proactively want to, you know, to put out, but also when they come up with the next outrage to counter it immediately and with lots of people putting those messages out to their friends, their neighbors, their coworkers, countering what the billionaires who funded the outrage machine are going to do. They're going to make up another one tomorrow. I think you'll learn a lot more if you do go to jointheunion.us, look at what we're trying to do, and see, you know, sign up, see what your interests are, where you can help, but also then, to do what needs to be done to grow it. And that's to talk to one friend, one neighbor, one coworker, and tell them about the union and get them to join us. I think if we can grow this, you know, we've got a lot of time between now and November. Our hope is to grow this into the millions, to have an effective ground force everywhere, to align with groups that are fighting for democracy, fighting for voting rights, and fighting, you know, different battles. There'll be legal battles that need to happen as well. If you're an attorney, do you want to help there? Who will get you plugged in to state parties or campaigns or other folks that are willing to fight those battles too? Because we're going to have to fight on the comm side. We're going to have to fight organizationally. We're going to have to fight legally. And yes, they're going to put barrier up after barrier up to and hurdles that we've got to hurdle. But if there's enough of us, we'll hurdle them. We'll expose it, and we will win in November 2022. I've been really positive from a lot of just the macro political things I'm seeing out there. I just think there's too much doom and gloom. It's not that bad. We actually, redistricting's gone much better than we ever could have imagined. We may have actually gained seats that Biden won in 2020, for example, when it was supposed to go the other way. That's the whole thing here. Look, if we are fighting on the latest outrage from the outrage machine, and that's what this election is about, more critical race theory and anything else that, you know, that they cook up and make up, and that's what we're fighting over, if that's the ground, the battleground, that's what they want. What we want is to, I agree with Stuart Stevens, who talks really eloquently about this, and from his experience as being in a campaign that actually overcame the midterm problem and gained seats in the midterm. And the way he explains it was they had to nationalize the election, and they did, and it worked. Well, nationalizing this election around either you're for democracy or you're against it. You're either with us who are for the union, for preserving it, protecting our republic and our democracy, or you're not. And we know there's 139 members of the House who voted not to certify the election. We know there are efforts going on to purge pro-democracy secretaries of state and replace them with partisans. And all the way down, by the way, to just elected, you know, to officials who would be overseeing the vote, stripping the laws that are stripping that away from nonpartisans and making it a partisan exercise. Well, you know, as I think Trump even had a video out there recently saying that, you know, literally quoting Stalin about how it doesn't really matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. Well, they're making sure, doing everything they can to have control over who counts the votes. And if they have a majority in 2022 in the House, I think we can pretty much count on them not certifying the winner, but certifying Trump or his Trump wannabe, because they already did it. If they would have had the majority in 2020, you damn well better bet they would have. Look how close we've come. And I think we're going to find out more about that too, which is another thing. I think more people are waking up to the threat because of the facts that are starting to come out. So I really believe that this is we are the force, all of us are the force that can overcome this. If we come together, if we forget about who was a Republican last week or who was a Democrat who worked against me, you know, when I was working against Stuart, come together as we have, put our differences aside, because there's one thing we can all agree on. Now the threat is to our democracy itself. And as citizens, and I think that's the other part about the union, is join it as a citizen who's willing to work with other citizens, regardless of our policy differences, to preserve the democracy so that we can have legitimate debate, discussion, find the way to move this country forward together. That's what the union is really all about. And the only way to do that is to win in 2022 and to make sure, I mean, two things. One, the Republican Party in owned by Trump right now, that they cannot get the majority. That has to be prevented in 2022. And by no means can Donald Trump ever return to the White House. And if we can agree to those two things, and then later on, I mean, you know, we might have a debate someday that matters over tax rates or some of the other things that we used to have debates about and found ground that we could all agree on. But that's not going to happen. There's one party that doesn't believe in any of that anymore. And so for a lot of my friends out there, and I think a lot of people in Washington still think, and I think Joe Biden did too, frankly, for a long time, that there were still two parties. And when he said he hasn't had any luck reaching across to his friends in the Republican Party, there are no friends there anymore. They have sworn that they are enemies to him, anything he wants to do, and any progress that Democrats are trying to pass, including making sure that there really is never a debate about voting rights and that the bill never gets to the floor.
I wanted to just add that I think that grab a friend and get started mentality is the true antidote to the sort of exhaustion and despair and fatigue that some people express. And the happiest, sturdiest people you'll meet are the ones who are actually working on the problem. And you don't need, again, the perfect answer on what that work's going to be. You just really need to get started. And I think the union is featuring where to go and how to do that, and tapping into what I hear from the Lincoln Project audience. Everywhere I run into, you'll run into people and you find out they're avid consumers of the content, but they're not connected to each other necessarily, and they're not connected to action. So I'm excited about that answer that we're providing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The people in these communities, they need to be able to connect with each other too, which is something we did in the Dean campaign. So, you know, and again, once they connect to each other, a leader will emerge there. I mean, one of the things that we've had trouble as we tried to create this thing was, you know, the perfect being the enemy of the good. Look, folks, you're going to go there. You're going to fill out the form, hopefully, and you're going to have like some like, why did they do it this way? Well, the Dean campaign didn't start out perfect. You know, we never got it perfect. But what I'm saying is it's just the way we have to get going now, and we have to get people to sign up, and it will evolve and get better as we build it. But we need you to build. We all have to build it together. And I think that's I've said this before in the Dean campaign. We had the Dean for America blog, and Howard Dean would post something in the morning, and literally thousands and thousands of people would comment. And I would see or someone else in the campaign would see a really smart idea out there about how to tackle the problem we were facing, and we would call it out and we would adopt it, and we were so much better because of the wisdom and insight of the American people that were joining us, that we built better tools because of it. We were really listening, and we were engaging directly with people who supported us and supported the movement that we were building. I only saw a bunch of campaigns learned a bunch of different things from that campaign and others that followed, but the biggest one seemed to have been hey, you can raise money over the internet. And not a lot of Beto 2018 definitely did get in, understanding that the power of that direct connection. But you know, the other guy who figured that out was a guy named Donald Trump. I would get up in the morning and see what he was posting on Twitter and realized, damn, Twitter is his blog for America. I mean, he is literally using Twitter as his personal blog. 17 million people. He says something, they all respond. And then someone in the campaign would call one of them out and or he'd retweet them. And he had direct engagement. That was the only presidential campaign that truly used it for ill. I mean, you know, basically lying to people over and over again, but they too felt like they were alone, disconnected. And he, through his anger and hate, got them all to come together and say, like, you know, and we need to build the union for our democracy, to challenge the lies, to tell the truth, to organize from the ground up, and to fight the anti-democratic candidates where they rise up, and to promote and help candidates who are proven to be out there fighting for democracy. A lot of these secretaries of state out there that are up are being opposed by hard partisans that are, you know, basically running against them saying, you know, we're going to count the votes my way. I mean, it's just, we got to take this stuff on, and we're the only people who all, it's not trippy. It's not even the Lincoln Project, right? It's all of us and all the different groups out there that hopefully will start telling people to join the union. This is about all of us and how we can all come together. It's not going to be perfect when you get to the site the first time. It's going to evolve over time. We want to hear where you think we can make things better, and we hope we'll hear from you, and I'm sure we will. But it is a work in progress that demands that all of us contribute, get involved, and make a difference together.
And you'll see in the forums, we're really looking for expertise, and it's amazing to me always the kind of professionalism that shows up and wants to make a difference. To your ComScore point on the CSA 2020 project that I ended up doing with Lincoln Project, we had these expert AP reporters who just joined in and grabbed the task and went to work. And then you'll also see and ask for the organizations that you know of locally that are doing the best work. We really want to just elevate all of the existing good work and good organizing out there, and really want to hear from others what they see locally, so that we can really amplify that work.
Yeah, again, it's everybody, every organization amplifying, lifting up local organizations that are doing really good work for the, you know, to preserve the democracy, to protect Election Day, to do. There's just all kinds of different things. As Megan points out, you know, there are a lot of reporters that have been, you know, let go during all this, and you know, we keep seeing, particularly at the local level, local newspapers that have fallen off, you know, that have been, you know, run out of business. You know, those people can help and help on the comms core. So already some of the folks that are, you know, who can help really build or evolve the tools that we all have technology wise to organize and to come together and to communicate with each other. Some of those, you know, are joining to help us build this. We need more. So there's a tech core too. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's a tech core. It's a legal core. It's a comms core. It's an organizing core. If you go to the form, you know, go to jointheunion.us and sign up. Tell us how you can help. And you know, invite friends, neighbors, coworkers to join us. This is an effort to really engage the American people in coming together to preserve, protect our democracy, our union, and our republic.
Joe, you want to take us home?
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for listening to that trippy show. And thanks, Megan, for joining us. We'll be back next week. We need your help. If you're listening, you need to be part of the Pro-Democracy Coalition. Go to jointheunion.us and tell us how you can help. And then, yes, I keep saying this, but tell one friend, ask one neighbor, ask a coworker. Let's grow this thing to be what Lincoln called on for the masses to rise up in defense of the union. Don't forget, please subscribe to that trippy show. Leave a review on Apple or wherever you listen. And please do share this with a friend. Again, it's really moving the message to others so that they understand the threat, that they know there's a place that they can join and come together to help. And that's the community that we need to build and the movement we need to build to win in November of 2022 and carry on to victory in November of 2024. You can always send us a question to thattrippyshow@gmail.com or leave us a question in a review on iTunes. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Megan.